created with free version for non-commercial use.
Hello, welcome to Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers. Summertime in Kansas means rodeo. We're in Phillips County, Phillipsburg, home of Kansas' biggest rodeo. We'll talk with Leroy Hayes in just a few moments about the big event that brings in thousands of people from all over the Midwest. We'll also head north to Nebraska, where the biggest irrigated farm show in the country, Husker Harvest Days, is just a few weeks away. They made a big investment, over $7 million. We'll talk with Matt Youngman, who heads up those farm shows, also coming up on the program. Plus, we'll have features from some of our ag partners. We'll have ag news in just a few moments. Stay with us. This is the Kansas Ag Report.
Closed captioning brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org.
Created
Kansas Weed Commission,
for
leaders in the
use.
Adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org.
In agriculture news, strong June results capped a tremendous first half of 2018 for U.S. beef exports. That's according to USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. June pork exports were lower than a year ago for the second straight month, but first half volume and value remained ahead of last year's pace. Beef muscle cut exports set a new volume record in June, coming in at over 90,000 metric tons. That's 15% higher than last year. If you add variety meats, total beef export volume 6% higher than 2017, valued $718 million. International customers bought a larger share of beef production, even at higher prices. That indicates strong demand.
Created with free version for
non-commercial use. Well, in spite of an ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies, China may actually have to start buying U.S. soybeans in the near future. One analyst says South American countries can't supply all the soybeans that China needs. China is the world's largest soybean buyer and has been buying South American supplies to make up for the shortfall caused by the trade war with the U.S. But South American supplies that are actually available for export are down. The publication Oil World says those Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans could start again in the coming weeks. Otherwise, without buying from the U.S., domestic supplies of soybeans will get very tight in China. And the Farm Service Agency reminding producers that the deadline to sign up for enrollment in the Conservation Reserve Program is coming up Friday, August 17th. Now, for this year's sign-up, limited priority practices are available for continuous enrollment. They include grassed waterways, filter strips, riparian buffers, wetland restoration, and others. FSA will use updated soil rental rates to make those annual payments reflecting the current values. It will not offer incentive payments as part of the new sign-up, though, and USDA will not open up the general sign-up this year. But one-year extensions will be offered to existing CRP participants with expiring contracts of 14 years or less. When we come back, reports from the Kansas Soybean Commission, Kansas Department of Agriculture, Kansas Livestock Association, and Paragon Ag Advisors. This is the Kansas Ag Report.
This segment brought to you by Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands. KLA.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldeseed.com. That's OLDEseed.com. Grass and grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. Grassandgrain.com.
Created with free version for non-commercial
Kansas
use.
Kansas Weed Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
in Phillips County, site of Kansas' biggest rodeo. And joining us now is committee member Leroy Hayes. Leroy, is we know Kansas isn't necessarily home to professional sports teams, but we do have a lot of pro sports, especially that happens in the summertime, and that is PRCA Professional Rodeo.
Yes, there's very many cowboys and cowgirls. They travel the whole United States going to these pro rodeos, but here in Phillipsburg, Kansas' biggest rodeo, it's we have Slack Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and we had our first performance last night. We got a big performance tonight and tomorrow night. But with that said, these professional athletes are traveling themselves down the road in their trucks and trailers, but they've been in this week. They'll hit Hill City, Dodge City, Phillipsburg, Sydney, Iowa, Abilene, Kansas, and a few more in between, but they'll be hitting all those.
So it's a lot of on the road, and this is something that only is it a family affair. It starts at an early age.
Yes, it does. In Kansas, all states.
Created with free version for non-commercial
use. High school rodeos, college rodeos. Here in Phillipsburg, Kansas, we used to have a high school rodeo for years and years, and it was always in May. We haven't had one since 2012, but we are having one again this year, but it's in 3 weeks, August 25th and 26th, and it's a big family affair there, and that's where they get started.
Talk about, the rodeo way of life, and in fact, you have a son who is doing high school rodeo now. What's it like being on that end? Because you started out kind of your career doing rodeo as well.
Yes, for them kids, if they start in junior high or even younger, and they work in their age groups in junior high, and then they advance on into high school, and we go all over the state of Kansas in those deals, and then eventually some of them on the college and some of them on to the pro level, which Fort Hays State has a rodeo team just south of us 1 hour, Hays, Kansas, and we give a little scholarship money from our rodeo.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Support them a little bit, and in turn, they also come up and help us at our high school rodeo and things also.
What's your favorite part of the rodeo? What's kind of your favorite event?
Oh, mine is definitely the steer wrestling, but I like all events. I like every one of them, to tell you the truth, but very good.
Talk about, this rodeo, Phillipsburg, a community of about 2,600. You bring in about three times that many, if not more, folks that come in every night during the rodeo. And it's more than just an event for folks maybe that are on the ranch. You really have an opportunity to not only tell the story of the heritage of this area in Kansas, but also kind of how things are in the worlds of animals today.
Well, here in Phillipsburg, this seats close to 5,000 people, just a little less than that, actually. But Thursday night, it's not full. Friday night, it's full. Saturday night, it's usually over full. And there are people sitting under the grandstands on the ground watching, standing room only. We have a TV on the back of our grandstand where they can stand and watch this year. And, as far as the history of the people, more than the livestock, the livestock's great, it's all great, but the people in this community, if it wasn't out for them, this would never happen. But between our sponsors that sponsor us with money, to our volunteers that work the beer stands, concession stands, and everything else, it takes it all to make this deal work, and it's all volunteer.
This segment brought to you by Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldieseed.com. That's OldieSeed.com. Grass and Grain, online or in the mail. Keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. GrassandGrain.com. Kansas Weed Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source. AgView.net.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
All over the country, more and more
created
communities
with free version
are making
for non-commercial
to biodiesel
use.
Made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Joined now by Matt Youngman with Farm Progress, and we're at the grounds of the Husker Harvest Days, the 41st year, but more importantly, Matt, is all the improvements. This is quite spectacular that the most western farm show that you all
created
put on
with free version
really
for non-commercial
has
use.
Been stepped up. You've really made an investment.
Yeah, we certainly have. You know, the thing that makes the show new and great every year is the work that the exhibitors do, and we want to make sure to put the foundation in place so those exhibitors can do a good job. We don't want electricity to be a limiting factor. We don't want worry about standing water to be a limiting factor. We want to make sure they're able to do a good job.
Let's go through some numbers. I mean, I think once folks get on the grounds here, they're going to say, wow, all the streets are now paved.
Yeah, all 5.5 miles of roads are all now 7 inches of concrete, paving inside all the diversified industries buildings, new electrical distribution. We've tripled the capacity of the electricity, 13 million gallons of retention capacity in the retention pond, the storm sewer drainage, security lighting, fencing, new internet distribution, basically a complete renovation of the entire facility.
How many dollars are we talking about as far as an investment?
It's $7.5 million is the total spend to get the project done. Support from Hall County, City of Grand Island, Chief Industries, a local company, has stepped up.
Created
in a big
with
way
free
to help
version
us on the project,
for non-commercial
so
use.
Great partnerships to make it occur.
Now, folks come to the show from all over. Are there going to be different ways to get in? Are there going to be some things to kind of pay attention when they know maybe the way you've always come here, that may have changed?
Should be able to do everything you've always done. Should be able to and should be able to navigate the show exactly like you've always done. We've renumbered the streets a little bit, so everybody's got a new lot number. But it's kind of, you know, it's the same infrastructure and the same show that you're used to, just a better one.
Let's talk about, we know where things are with the farm economy. There's definitely some challenges. Exhibitors still excited, still very much committed to the show.
Yep, farmers know that it's a cyclical business, and the exhibitors know that too. And they know that, you know, their visit to Husker Harvest Days may not turn out to be a new combine this year, but it sure could be, you know, when things turn around a little bit.
We talked a little bit, you know, about the way to get around, but talk about the investment by the exhibitors. There's new buildings. There are more permanent structures here probably than ever before.
Yeah, you tend to see that when we make these big investments into these facilities. The exhibitors, they
created
come right
with
along
free version
and they
for
step
non-commercial
their game
use.
Up just as well as we do. So big investment from Case IH and their new structure and a lot of other companies that are stepping forward.
What do you think the Farm Progress Company continues to be the premier exhibitor in a sense when it comes to putting on shows like this in the U.S.?
Some of it has to do with our geography. We're fortunate to cover a great segment of the country, and then, you know, we just work real hard to make sure those exhibitors are able to do what they want to do. We work real hard to have a good relationship with them so that they're able to put on a good show.
Spring is sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
Share the story of how conservation is part of your farm, and you could be recognized with a Conservation Legacy Award. The awards recognize soybean farmers' practices that are both environmentally friendly and profitable. All U.S. soybean farmers are eligible for a Conservation Legacy Award. Entries are judged on soil, water, input, and environmental management, conservation, and sustainability. A new region has been added to this year's program to recognize more farmers' conservation accomplishments. The four regions now are Midwest, Upper Midwest, Northeast, and South. One farmer from each will be recognized at Commodity Classic 2019 in Orlando, Florida, and one of them will be named the national winner. Each regional winner will receive an expense-paid trip for two to Commodity Classic, recognition at the American Soybean Association Awards Banquet there, and a feature story in Corn and Soybean Digest, and a video featuring the farm's conservation practices. The national winner potentially could join other farmer leaders overseas to visit U.S. soy customers. ASA, the United Soybean Board, Corn and Soybean Digest, BASF, Monsanto, and Valent USA sponsor the awards. More information is available at soygrowers.com/conservation-legacy on the web. Applications are due September 7.
The mission of the Kansas Department of Agriculture includes a commitment to help ensure the protection of natural resources, and much of that focus on natural resources at KDA is through the Division of Conservation. The Division of Conservation works to protect and enhance Kansas natural resources through policies, guidelines, and programs designed to assist local government and individuals, especially conservation districts. Conservation programs include initiatives directed at water resources, riparian and wetlands, soil health, and other land and water conservation programs. Soil health education has been a priority for the Division of Conservation over the last couple of years. The division has funded more than 40 soil health workshops in 2017 and 2018, sharing information about cover crops, proper grazing management, and the science behind soil health with local communities across the state, from Lakin to Holton. Last year, we provided over $50,000 in grants to support these soil health workshops, made possible through the Non-Point Source Pollution Control Program funded by the Kansas Water Plan. KDA has also helped promote attendance at the No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, which provides information for producers to examine the efficiency and profitability of no-till systems. This past winter, 66 conservation district supervisors and 13 first-time attendee landowner operators were funded for scholarships to attend the conference. To learn more about the many ways the Division of Conservation at the Kansas Department of Agriculture helps protect the natural renewable resources of the state, including the cost share programs and information and education programs available in your area, go to agriculture.ks.gov/conservation.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source, agview.net.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here, the time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat. Farmers
created
advancing
with free version
future
for non-commercial
through
use.
Wheat genetics research.
Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source, agview.net.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel, made
created
from
with
U.S.
free version
soybean
for non-commercial
oil.
Use.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, But how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know to Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know to Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
Several programs exist for ranchers experiencing extreme drought. The USDA Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program can provide assistance for losses resulting from the cost of transporting water to livestock in eligible drought areas. Notice must be provided to the local Farm Service Agency office within 30 days after the loss is apparent, followed by submitting an application with records of the loss before November 1st. The deadline for emergency haying on Conservation Reserve program acres in the 43 authorized Kansas counties is August 15th. Emergency grazing in qualifying counties is authorized through September 30th. Grazing losses for eligible livestock producers could be compensated through the Livestock Forage Disaster Program. Check with your local Farm Service Agency office for eligibility details. The Kansas Natural Resources Conservation Service is offering Environmental Quality Incentives Program cost share funds for certain projects that address livestock water shortages. These funds are available in the 50 counties designated by Governor Jeff Collier in the most recent drought designation. The EQIP assistance may cover pipeline materials and installation, electric, wind, and solar-powered pumps, and new ponds. EQIP is not available for projects started or completed prior to application. The application deadline is August 24th. A similar program is being offered by the Kansas Department of Agriculture for livestock water supply projects started after June 1st, but before July 24th when EQIP cost share became available.
Good morning, I'm Darren Van Vactor with Paragon Ag. President Trump announced a $12 billion aid package to assist producers impacted by the tariffs and trade war. While the announcement came out this week, major details are yet to be released. What we do know is the package is set to begin after Labor Day and includes three programs. One is the Market Facilitation Program. It provides incremental payments to soybean, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and pork producers to help manage disruption in markets, deal with commodity surplus, and expand to new markets. The second is the Food Purchase and Distribution Program, which would purchase affected commodities such as fruits, nuts, rice, beef, pork, and milk for distribution to nutritious programs. The third is the Trade Promotion Program, designed to assist along with the private sector in developing new export markets on behalf of producers. We'll have to digest the news and see if it has any impact on the markets in the weeks to come. As for the grains, wheat harvest is wrapping up and attention will begin to shift towards the fall harvest. Here at home, excessive heat and dry conditions are weighing heavily on fall crop production. However, it's important to keep in mind weather patterns have been different in other parts of the grain belts. Yes, there is assistance coming and it is welcomed. There is production concerns, but you still need to be diligent and take action to lay off risk as the market allows. Regardless of your situation, we'd be happy to help. Give us a call here at Paragon Ag Advisors, 888-452-8751. I'm Darren Van Vactor. Be safe and have a great week.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, that's our show today. Hope you enjoyed the look at some of the things going on around the state and other events coming up. Be social with us online at KansasAgReport.net or on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Ken Rogers. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week on the Kansas Ag Report.
Closed captioning brought to you by
The Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. KansasSoybeans.org.
Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farmers and ranchers since 1919. KFB.org. Kansas Wheat Commission, leaders in the adoption of profitable innovations for wheat. Online at kswheat.com. Kansas Livestock Association, supporting our members' business interests to meet consumers' demands.
Created with KLA. Free version for non-commercial use.
Agriculture information on your computer or mobile device, news and views on grains, livestock, policy, and opinions from newsmakers can be found by liking AgView on Facebook and on Twitter. Follow AgView News, a reliable and relevant source. AgView.net.
Spring has sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here. The time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas
Created
farmers.
Created with free version
Kansas
for non-commercial
Farm Bureau,
use.
The voice of agriculture, represents grassroots agriculture. The state's largest and most powerful farm organization stands up for its members through leadership development, agriculture education, legal defense, environmental advocacy, farm safety, and risk management. Members also enjoy money-saving benefits. To join our organization today or to learn more, go to www.kfb.org or find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The producer-funded Kansas Wheat Innovation Center was built to get improved varieties into the hands of farmers faster. Kansas Wheat, farmers advancing their future through wheat genetics research.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
What does a brighter, more sustainable future look like in our cities and towns, and how do we get there? When New York needed an alternative fuel source to reduce carbon emissions, the city found what it needed in biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil.
Spring has sprung, and Premier Farm and Home has what you need to keep your yard crabgrass free throughout the season. With a complete line of pre-emergence, you can stop crabgrass before it starts. Premier Farm and Home, 900 Southwest University Boulevard, or find them on the web at heycow.com.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.